Let us start again from Daf Yudalid Amid Aleph, from the bottom of the Amid. So we have here a whole sugya. We had stopped more or less in the middle of the sugya. Tana Rabbanon Ma'ase b'Rabbi Akiva Shelikat Esrik be'Echad b'Shvat. Rabbi Akiva picked an Esrik be'Echad b'Shvat v'Nod boy Shnei Isurim, and he was mafresh two types of Ma'ase. Echad kedivrei Beis Shammai, so lechayre it was shniyeh hanichnesus leshlishis. So echad kedivrei Beis Shammai, he was mafresh meiser oni. Echad kedivrei Beis Hillel. According to Beis Hillel, echad b'shvat is still from the previous year, so is mafresh meiser shein. Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda bar Yehuda oimer loy minig Beis Shammai Beis Hillel noag bo, ela minig Rabbi Gamliel b'Rabbi Elazar noag bo. He had a different suffix. If he feels it like Rabban Gamliel or like Rabbi Elazar. This nan, we learned in the Mishneh, Esrik shove le'ilon be'gimel drochim, ule yerek be'derech echad. An Esrik is similar to an ilon in three drochim, and similar to a yerek be'derech echad. Shove le'ilon be'gimel drochim, la'olo be'lervai ule shviz, that number one, that by an esrig it's neig ola levai. Number two, that the shneisa ola and revai you go boso chanote. By an esrig, ule shviyis you also go boso chanote. When the fruit comes out, the first time you see the fruit coming out, so that's the shnas, that's machia, which shone your miyaches the fruit too. She go bosa chanote by ola revai ulashviyis. Uli yerek bederech echot. And it's similar to a yerek in one derech, shebishas likitosoi isure. You go bosa the shas likite. So legabi yerek, legabi maiser has dine yerek, you go bosa likite. Legabi Olo, Revai, and Shviyis, you go Boso Chanota. Divrei Rabban Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar Oimer, Esrei Kshove Le'ilon L'chol Dova. And Rabbi Elazar holds that an Esrei is similar to an Ilon in all halachas, so therefore, Legabi Meiser, you also go not Boso Lekite. You'll go, we hear a machlekes says this, Rashi and Tosfos, if by Ilonis you go boso chanote by Maisa, you go boso shlish kidulei. But al kaponim, you do not go boso likitose. So we have over here again, we have here an hoge of Rabbi Kive, that he was mafresh, Maisa sheni, and Maisa oni from an esrig boim. And this was, the Lakita was Echad B'Shvat. And we hear here Hashayla what the Cheshbin of Rabbi Akiva was. Was he Mesupik if we pass him like Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel? So according to Beis Shammai, Yomafresh Maiser Shaini. According to Beis Hillel, Yomafresh Maiser Oni. The other way around. According to Beis Shammai, Yomafresh Maiser Oni, because it's the third year. And according to Beis Hillel, Yomafresh Maiser Sheini. That is one mahalach in the Gemara. Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda says, no, the shaila was, do you go bosa chanote, or do you go bosa lekite? The lekite was in the new year. If you go bosa lekite, so you're mafresh maiser only. If you go bosa chanote, it was the previous year, you're mafresh maiser sheini. Now the Gemara asks a kasha on the etzem anhoge of Rabbi Kive umi avdinin ketrei chumri. This anhoge of Rabbi Kive that he, if he was mesupik, if you pass like Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel, he didn't know if Echad B'Shvat is the second year or the third year. So he did a stira de kanhogi. He said it's the second and third year. He gave it a din of the second year, and he gave it a din of the third year. In fact, the Gemara mi avdin en kitrei chumri. Does one do two chumris? Basanya, we learned in the Baraisa, loilam halacha kedivrei Beis Hillel. After the Baskel, we paskin like Beis Hillel. before the baskel, v'horoytzalasas kedivrei beishamai oise, kedivrei beisilol oise. Before the baskel, one could do however he wanted to. There was no hachra. There were two botidinim, two moire hayro, higil hayro. If you wanted, you could do like beishamai. If you wanted, you could do like beisilol. Oise mikulei beishamai mikulei beisilol. If a person will take a case where it's a tarti de sasri, by taking the kulis of Beishamai and Beisilu, is Roshe, so he's a Roshe, he's either doing something wrong. Mechumrei Beishamai, Mechumrei Beisilu, if in the same case, it chaps on the chumres of Beishamai, Chumrei Beisilu, all of a cause of Oimer, Vaksil Bachoshech Eilech. One should not do that either. So in a case of Tarti de Sasri, one should not take both chumres. So, l'chayre the kash is, here it's talti de sasri. That means that echad b'shvat is either the third year or the second year, but to give it a din of second and third year, that's talti de sasri. You can't do something that's talti de sasri, even though you're doing it l'chumre. Elo ike b'shamai b'kuleyen u'b'chemreyen. Either you nemon di b'shamai, say l'kulis ala chumre, so the Gemara answers according to the first Loshen, that Rabbi Kiva was Mesupe case, is what Echad Bishvat was, is Rabbi Kiva Gemara Istapiklai. He was Mesupe in what was his, when the Mesaira was. He was after the Baskel, and he knew that Halacha was like Beis Hillel, but he didn't know what Beis Hillel held. Did Beis Hillel say Echad Bishvat, or did Beis Hillel say Tezvav Bishvat? So he didn't know what Beis Hillel said, so therefore he was Machmer, and therefore he was Noig both Chumras. Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda said, Loi Minig Beishamei Beis Hillel Noig, but no, that wasn't the suffix of Rabbi Kiva. If we paskin, if Echad Bishvat is the second year or the third year, Elaminik Ram Gamliel Rabbi Lezer Noagbo. He had a different suffix. Do you go Bosa Chanote? If you go according to Rabbi Lezer, so Esri Keilon Lechol Davo. So you go Bosa Chanote. The Chanote wasn't the second year. And so you'll be Mafrish Maiso Shaini. Do you go Bosa Lakita? The Lakita was Echad Bishvat, so that's the third year. So then you mafresh Maiser Oni. So Mamela, that was his suffix. If Esrig Lagabi Maiser is, do you go Bosa Chanota or you go Bosa Lakita? Frekte Gemore, be Echad Bishvat, this Maiser occurred Echad Bishvat, ki Beishamai Noigbo. So this is really difficult to understand. That means he was mafresh echad b'shvat. So according to Beishamai, echad b'shvat is the third year. So he did not know if you go bosa lekite. Lekite was echad b'shvat, so you have to be mafresh ma'aser oni. You go bosa chanota, which was before echad b'shvat, so you mafresh ma'aser sheni. But that only makes sense according to Beishamai. According to Beis Hillel, tesvav b'shvat is the third year. So if he was malaket at echad b'shvat, It's still the second year. So should we then say that Rabbi Kiva holds like Beishamai? Oma Rab Chanine v'iteime Rab Chananye hoche be'esrig shechontoi peiroisov koidim tesvov de'idach shvat askinam. We're speaking about that the chanote of this esrig was the previous year. The previous year, that means was before Tes Vov of Shvat of the previous year. Now let us explain this. The before Tes Vov of Shvat, let's make it Tovshin and Gimel and Tovshin and Dalet. The Chanote of the Peiris was Tovshin Nun Gimel Rosh Chodesh Shvat. We paskin like Beis Hillel. So and Tovshin Nun Gimel was the second year, so therefore you have to be mafresh maiso sheni. The chanota was chesh chodesh shvat tovshin nun gimel. which was the second year. Now, the Lakita was after Chamisha Osa Bishvat, so then the third year came. The Lakita was Reish Chodesh Shvat Tavshin Nun Dalet, which is the third year, not because it was Reish Chodesh Shvat, no, because it was after Chamisha Osa Bishvat of the second year. That means the second year was, became, the, it switched in Tesvav Bishvat. The Chanote was Reish Chodesh Shvat. The Lakita was after Reish Chodesh Shvat, so that was his suffix. He holds like Beis Hillel. And that was his suffix. If you go Bosa Chanote, according to Rabbi Lezer, you go Bosa Lakita, according to Rabbi Gamliel. Hocha be'esrik shechontoi pei reisav kaidem tesvav de idach shvat. The Chanote was before Hamishasa b'shvat of Tavshin Nun Gimel. And the Lakita was Reish Chodesh Shvat Tavshin Nun Dalet. Ubedinhu in halachidik, it doesn't that what he picked it Reish Chodesh Shvat is leimal leimoyrit. Afilu kodam lochem. Afilu he picked it Reish Chodesh Kislev, would also have the same suffix. Yigobosa chanot, which was tavshin and gimel. Yigobosa lekit, which was tavshin and balat. The Reish Chodesh Shvat is leimal leimoyrit. Aba umaisa shahoya kachoya. But the maisa was he picked it Reish Chodesh Shvat. But the tzdodei asofik is because Reish Chodesh Shvat Tavshin Nun Dalet is the shona hashlishis that came after Chamisha Osa b'Shvat Tavshin Nun Gimel. Let us see Rashi on the Leshtikel Gemara. Kebei Shamai Nohag Bo. This is already around the five lines before it starts getting wide again. Kibei Shammai Nogba, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, the Omar Mishum de Nogba, Minig Rabbi Gamliel, Isra b'Maisa Oni, Kedin Shlishis. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda says the reason he was Mafresh Maisa Oni, because he had a suffix, maybe it is the third year. Im Kain Kibei Shammai Svirelei, so he holds like Bei Shammai, Din Ischatsha Shona Hayayim, that now became the third year. The Ike Bei Silo, if you hold like Bei Silo, Lekitosa, so the Lakita, the Chanotos, and the Chanota b'shana achasav, everything was in the second year. The third year will first become Chamishasa b'shvat. So the Gemara answered, no, the Chanota was the Idach Shvat, the Ishtaket. Last year, the Chanota was before Tesvav b'shvat. She'esrig do be'ilono ishtayim v'sholei shonim. An esrig can remain on the tree 2 to 3 years. Ubetes vav, so the Chanota was before tes vav b'shvat of shin and gimel. B'shvat ishtaked nichnisa, the ubetes vav b'shvat ishtaked, and tes vav b'shvat ishtaked, the tes vav of shvat of last year of tav shin and gimel, nichnisa shana shlishis. Then the third year became the third year. Vadayin lo yotzo shlishis, the third year didn't end yet. Nimtzei shechonta b'shniya v'nilketa b'shlishis. The Chanota was b'shniya before Chamishasa b'shvat. The Lakita was after Chamishasa b'shvat. Ubedinu dimlokta kaidem lochein. The same shaila would be if he would have picked it before Reish Chodesh Shvat of Shin and Dalet. Oy b'kislev, oy b'teves. He would have picked it kislev oy teves of Shin and Dalet. Now we have a noig bo beis isurim, mishum minig rabbi Gamliel v'rabbi Elazar. Ela maise shahoya be'echad b'shvat hoya. The maise was that he picked it echad b'shvat. So we recorded this maise, he picked it echad b'shvat. But echad b'shvat means it was after chamisha osa b'shvat of the previous year. That's what echad b'shvat means. That is Rabbi Yosi bar Rabbi Yehuda. That's Moshe say pshat in Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda. Ravina said kiroich v'toni. No, in Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda, you don't have to say that it's speaking about it was the Chanot was before Tesvav b'Shvat last year, and he picked it after Tesvav b'Shvat. No. Kreich v'toni in the divrei Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda put this into what he said, that Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda said loy echad b'shvat hoyo, the Maisa did not occur Echad Bishvat, Elo Tesvot Bishvatoye. That it means, he said, that you're relating the Maisa incorrectly. The Maisa with Rabbi Kiva was, he picked the Esrik Tesvot Bishvat. V'loi minig beishami beisilu nogbo in the tzodei asofik were not because he didn't know how to paskin. Zichi paskin like beisilu. Ela minig rabbi gamliel v'rabbi elezer nogbo. He had a sofik since he picked it tes vov bishvat. So if you paskin let rabbi gamliel, you go bosa lekita by an esrig, so you'll go bosa, so it's considered the third year. If you paskin like according to Rabbi Elazar, so you go bosa chanota by an esrig, so it's the din of the second year, be mafrish maiser shayni. Zogt Rashi, kroich v'toni, kfoil es divrei Rabbi Yosi, v'shona bo shtei machloikes. We have the divrei Rabbi Yosi is only choilik, and the Tanakami said it wasn't a sovik of Beishamei Beithilu, it was a sovik of Blasim of Gamliel. No, double the maimer of Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi is choilik on another nekuda. Lo yechad b'shvat hoyo, she'ein bo chid v'shona. Echad b'shvat does not bring with it a new year. Elo tesvov b'shvat hoyo, ledivrei hakel nischatsho shon. That is the Gemara. Now, let us see Tosfos. Lirevai, we heard in the Mishnah that an esrig is shove le'ilon, legabi ola and revai. So Tosfos, hach Mishnah osye keman de toni nete revai bereish keitzat mevorchem. The Zamachloikes Tanoim, if the din, and the Torah says, by all Ilonais, there's a din of Ola. The first 3 years, it's Osabachila, Osabano. The fourth year, it is Revai. Now there's a Machlekes, others say the whole din Revai is only by a Kerem. By a Kerem, there's a din, the fourth year, you have to be Mechalal the Kerem, or bring the Peiris to Yerushalayim. That's only by Karen, but by Ilonis there's no such thing. By Ilonis, after the third year, you're allowed to eat it already, without any problems. That's of the old Karen Revai. So Taisva says, if this Tana says by an Esrig there's a Din Revai, so he holds that the Din Revai is not only applicable by a Karen, it's applicable by all Ilonis. So, Hach Mishneh Osi Kemande Toni Neta Revai. According to the Tana that holds that by all Netiyas, all trees, is a din of Revai, Bereish Keitzad Mevolchim. Ule Shviyas. Now, we heard over here that Rabbi Gamliel said that an Esrig has certain halachas like an Ilon, and certain halachas like a Yerek. It has alochis like an ilon, legabi olo revai, that you go bosa chanote, ule shviyas, you go bosa chanote, and it has a din of yerek, that you go bosa lekita legabi maisa. So Taisva says as follows, yerek name ispe shviyas. Now, the first two alochis, olo revai, you could say that Pshat Ram Gamliel is, that there's a din ola by an esrig, there's no din ola by yerokis, but an esrig is an ilon, so there's a din ola. There's a din revai, because esrig is an ilon. By meiser, since there's a din meiser, sai by ilon and sai by yerek, so then you go, since it's similar to yerek, it has hilchis yerek. That's how you could learn. That means we could learn that when there's no conflict of interests, so then it has a din ilon. When there is a conflict, that means there are dinei maisres by ilonis, there are dinei maisres by yerokis, then an esrik has dinei yerokis. That would be fine. Then we wouldn't have to rack our brains to figure out the reasons of the halacha. But Taisva says it is not true. There's a din shviyas by yerokis also. So now we know there's a din shviyas by ilonais, there's a din shviyas by yerokais, and for some reason, by the din shviyas, we say an esrig has hilchas ilon. and you go boso chanote. Legabi hilchis maisres, we say, it has a din yerek, and you go boso lekite. That's what Tosis is going to discuss now. Why do you do this? This is very difficult to understand. So Tosis starts off as follows. Yerek nami is beishvies. That's the beginning of the problem. By a yerek, there's also dine shvies. Ba'afal pikein, a esrig is not similar to a yerek and hilchis shvies. Ela meforish bi Yerushalmi de bikurim perik beis, kigoin. Esrig, and here we'll see the problem. Esrig bas shishis anichneses l'shviyis. An esrig that was a bas shishis, that was the chanota was b'shishis, anichneses l'shviyis. So now we have here a double shayla. This one shayla is kedusha shviyis noyigbo, since the chanota was b'shishis, the Rav Gidl was b'shviyis. Number two, what's with the name Maisa? So it says in Yerushalmi, Harei hile bailem ke'ilon. When it's speaking about Hilchis Shviyas, does it have Kedusha Shviyas, or is it considered a Peri Shishis? We say it's a Peri Shishis. Harei hile bailem ke'ilon. Boso chanota. You go boso chanota. So legabi Hilchis Shviyas, we give it a din ilon, and you go boso chanota. When it comes to Meiser, no, if it's a Peri Shishis, so it's Chayv B'Meiser. Shishis is Chayv B'Meiser. U'poter mi Meiser ki Yerek, the boss of Lakita. When it comes to Meiser, so say, oh, it's not a Pri Shishis, it's a Pri Shviyis. And Shviyis is part of a Meiser. U'poter mi Meiser ki Yerek, the boss of Lakita. So, Fakert, that goof is what the Tanna is telling us. The Tanna is splitting a hair. That means even though Hilchis Shviyas and Hilchis Maisa are applicable by Ilones and by Yerokes, Legabi and Esrig, we split the hair. Legabi Shviyas and Esrig has Hilchis Ilones. Not Hilchis Yerokes. Legabi Maisris, it has Hilchis Maisris and not Hilchis Yerokes and not Hilchis Ilones. And Tosis will explain it soon. Now, there's other things. I mean, if Taisus was Machadish, that the Tanna wants to tell us that he wants to split the hair, that even though a Yerik would have one din, but it has a din of an Ilon, so L'chayre, why didn't he mention L'gabi Hilchis Kloyim? Hilchis Kloyim, the din is, a Yerik with a Kerem will make Kloyim. An Ilon with a Kerem will not make Kloyim. So why didn't the Tanna tell us, V'hoda le'itone shove le'ilon le'inyin Kloyim, v'le'havi Kloyim be'kerem, it's an Ilon that doesn't make Kloyim be'kerem, Mashen came be'yerek, u'le'inyin Rosh Hashanah shaloi shvat ke'ilon, k'di oma b'shmaiten, the Rosh Hashanah is shvat, that means we go by Maisris, but we cheshben with shvat. There's a din of Yerek, that you go Basalakite, but the Shone is Shvat. Kidda'oma b'shmaiten. So l'chayre, if the Tanne wants to tell you that even though it has Ilchis, that even though there are cases where Yerek and Ilon have different aloches, and we say an Esrik has Gabi certain halachas Hilchis Yul and certain halachas Hilchis Yerek. So Tosis says he's not speaking about that. Like Tanya Hochi Alamidi de Bahai Ozli Bosa Chanota Bahai Bosa Lakita. The Tanya is just telling you in this Nekude, when you go Bosa Chanota, when you go Bosa Lakita, so in that Nekude, Legabi Shviyas, that's the real Chiddush, that's the real Shviyas. And Maisa is the real Chiddush of the Mishnah. Shviyas and Esrik has Hilchas Ilon, you go Bosa Chanote. Even though there's a Shviyas by Yerek, would you go Bosa Lakite? And Legabi Maisa, there's Hilchas Yerek, and you go Bosa Lakite. The Imtaima. Well, now Taisvis gets down to business. Amayla Yazlinen Be'esrik Bosa Lakite L'Holdava. Why aren't we consistent? Why legabi maisa we say it's like yerek? Kimin she godol al kol mayim ki yerek? Since it's godol al kol mayim ki yerek, lemay de frishes lel dahi droshe tzriche b'shviyas de yereise. That means that we learn out from a posik ba'os b'chom igonuchom yikvechom, we learn out from this posik that goyren v'yekev yigo boso shlish kiduloi, because it's godol al roiv mayim. Yerek v'shviyas. Yerek yigo boso likite, because it's godol al kol mayim. So this drosha is a deraisa dike drosha. Yerek yigo boso likite, because it's godol al kol mayim. Tvu yigo boso shlish kiduloi, because it's godol al roiv mayim. So you see al kaponim legabe shviyas min atoirem. If it's godel al kol mayim, you go boso lekite. So why an esrig, which is similar to a yerik, it's godel al kol mayim, why don't you go boso lekite? That is Tais Viskasha. The yeshloima mishum didarshinen lael gabe olo, pa'omim shabirevies, vadayin asurin mishum olo. Because we darshaned before that a tree could be in the fourth year and it's still osar alts olo. So that is why we go bosar chanote by an esrik. Now, the Taisvis is very difficult to understand. It sounds like Sisrei Torah. Taisvis, all of a sudden, Taisvis asked the kasha that Hilchos Shviyos by Yerokes we go Bosa Lekite, because it's Godel al Kol Mayim. And so an Esrig is also Godel al Kol Mayim. So why by an Esrig do you go Bosa Chanotet, not Bosa Lekite? Perhaps we can explain Taisvis as follows. Taisvis said before that if you base on mid base, that this is Shitas HaTaisvis, so we can explain this Taisvis according to that Taisvis. Taisvis Daf Yud Beis Amid Beis says as follows. An Elon, by Shviyas you go Boso Chanote. By Maisres you go Boso Shlish Giduloi. That is Shitas HaTaisvis. By Nochamol, you go by Shviyas, you go Boso Chanote. By Maisres, you go Boso Shlish Kiduloi. Dachsachmir, the beer in these two aloches is as follows. By Shviyas, we're clearing a shaila, to which year should we be miyachas the growth of the peri? Let's say if the Chanota was Beshishis, the Roiv Gidulei was Beshviyas. Let's not talk about an S. Let's talk about a normal tree. The Chanote was Beshishis. The Gidulei was Beshviyas. Now, when we miyaches this Peri, which year does this Peri do? Are we miyaches this Peri? Are we miyaches the Peri? Is this considered a Shishis Peri? Because it came out Shishis? Or do you say that it's a Shviyas Peri because Roiv of the Gidl was Beshviyas? So Taisvis says you go Boso Chanote. That's what Taisvis says. That by an Ilon you go Boso Chanote. That means in Hilchis Yichus, if you want to know what to be Miyachis, is it a Pre-Shishis or a Pre-Shviyas? It's a Pre-Shishis. This Aloche, that in Yichus Hashone, if we want to be Miyachas the Peri to a year, we cheshbin with the year that it was Choynet. The emesin, this halacha could be, we learn out from Olo. We learned a Gemara before that if Pomim Berevis Va'asura Mishum Olo. Now what was that halacha? We learned halacha before that, let us say, a tree past the third year, it's beginning the fourth year, and in the fourth year, let's say Tishrei ended the third year, in the fourth year, let's say Kislev time, there was a Chanota. The Chanota means the first semblance of a fruit that the tree gives out. There was a Chanota Kislev time. This Chanota came out Kislev, which is the fourth year. Afal Pike, the Gemara says that it's also Mishum Olam. Now, why is it also Mishum Olam? So there's a Lomdus there. The Lomdus was, as Taisus explained, that if you have a Chanota coming out Kislev, you have to understand which Gishomim brought about this Chanota. It's raining Kislev also. But the Gishomim of Kislev will not create a Chanota. You know which Gishomim bring about a Chanota? The Gishomim of before Tishrei. That Gishomim, the Gishomim of the previous year, brought about the Chanota. So we say that, and then Taisa said another Yisai. Taisa said that there's enough sap in the tree, which the tree acquired in the third year from the Gishme Shana Hashlishis, that sap can now bring about the peri to grow completely. You don't need, as long as there's enough rainwater that was absorbed from the tree from in the third year, that makes it give out a peri, so there's enough koyach in the tree to make the peri go b'miluay. That means the creation of the tree and the gidol of the tree, even though it came out the fourth year Kislev, but when Miyaches, this is a Ola de Keperi, because it came about through the Gishme Hashone of the third year. So Memele, so when we're clearing, when we look at a Peri, we want to clear from what year does this Peri originate? That is what we're clearing. So if we know the year of the Chanota of the Peri, and we know which Gishme Hashone brought about this Chanota, so this is the year that this Peri belongs to. You don't look at it now. It came out Kislev the fourth year by Ola. That doesn't matter anything. But if you know it came out Kislev, you have to know that this Peri came about, originated through the Gishme Shana of the third year. So this is called the third year Peri. It came out in the fourth year. It grows in the fourth year. It's gonish mit gonish. When you want to know which year to be miyaches the peri, you look at the year which was goyrim the giddel of this peri. That is in Hilchis Yichus. In Hilchis Yichus, I mean you want to clear from which shana does it belong to. So that is the shana it originated from. And that is the Chanote from the Gishme Shana that created it. That we learn out from Ola, and that applies by Shviyas also. Because by Shviyas also we have the same Shaila. When you have a Peri that was Nechnat Beshishis, and it grew in Shviyas. So don't be spoiled that the Peri is growing in Shviyas. It's growing God in Shnas HaShviyas. But the shayrish of the peri, the origination of the peri, that's shnas hashishis. That's when the chanota was. So whenever you have to be miyaches it to a year, the way to be miyaches it is to finding out in which year there was chanota. That applies to Ola, that applies to Revai, and that applies to Shviyas. Now shitas hatoisvis is. And that's why it's very gishmak. Shitas hatoisvus is legabi maisres, and ilon you go boso shlish giduloi. You don't go boso chanote. Now let us again understand this: that by maisres that means even though the chanote was in one year, and the shlish giduloi was in the second year, you go boso shlish giduloi. So now we see that Maisris is not the Chiyuv Havoas Maiser is dependent on not where it came from, where it originated from.
the year that it grew in, the year that it became Roy Lachila, that year you have to give the Maisris of that year. The Din Maisris is totally in Shnas Giduloi, the year that it grew in. Now, in growing, we have also different guidelines. By Tvue, by Ilonois, the gather of growing is Shlish Giduloi. As long as a third of it grew, that's called it grew already. It's called it grew in this year. By Yerokais, since it's Godel al Kol Mayim, we don't cheshben with Shlish Giduloi, we cheshben with Kol Giduloi. That's Shnas Lekite. But Maisris is a different cheshben. Maisris is totally not in the year it originated from. Maisris is totally in the year it grew it. So Memele, that's what Taisvis is saying over here. Taisvis is saying that Legabi Shviyas, the Shaila is over there, which year did this Peri originate from? Is this a pre-Shishis? Is this a pre-Shviyas? So then you go and look in Ola, just like by Ola, when you're clearing an origination of a pre-Ha'ilon, we say the pre-Ha'ilon originated from, in the Shnas Chanote. We chashben the Gishmei Hashone of the Shnas Chanote, and that is the year that this Peri originated from. So therefore, Shviyas will learn out from Ola. Masha Einkein, when it comes to Maisris, and Maisris is totally in the Gidl, Bishono Shanizgadl Boy HaPeri. So now we have here different alochis. By Ilona Shigoboso Shlish Giduloi. By Yeroke Shigoboso Kol Giduloi. And the difference is, the Gemara says, because Yerok is Godel al Kol Mayim, and the Ilon is in Tvu is Godel al Roiv Mayim. So in the din of Gidul, since an Esrig is Nizgadel like a Yerok, it's Godel al Kol Mayim, so therefore, by Maisris, we go Boso Shnas Likitose, like a Yerok. By Shviyas, we go Boso Shnas Hanotosoi, like an Elam. Ask me, that is Pshat and Taisvis. Ve'im Taima. Da hoche mashme, das linen biyerek boso lekite. In Agemore it says, legabe maisres, legabe shviyes, fakel, that was Pshat. Taisvis says that we're saying that an esrig is not like a yerek legabi shviyis, a shviyis shigobos alakite, it's legabi, an ilon legabi shviyis. Abo kaponim vaistachois, that a yerek, you go boso lekite. So that means, if a yerek started growing the sixth year, and it continued growing in the seventh year, according to our Gemara, it should have a din of shviyis. That's called a pri shviyis. By Yerek, you go Bosa Lekite. The Ochimach Nazlinen by Yerek, Bosa Lekite, Linyan Shviyas. Over Mesache Shviyas Nan, we learned the Mishnah in Shviyas as follows. Kol HaSvichin Mutorim, Chutz Misviche Krub. Now, let's not go into the Prote Protem of this Haloche, but we're just saying, Hanegei Alono Svichim Ayerokis. And it says, Svichim amuta, Sviche kruv, kruv is kale. That's awesome. Upirish harasham, let's not go in white kruv, is different than the other yerokis, but all yerokis are muta, in shviyis, and kruv is awesome. Upirish harasham al piya yerushalmi, the airi that this Mishnah is speaking about, shishis hanichneses lishviyis. This Mishnah is speaking about Yerokais, which grew Bishishis, and were Nilkat Bishviyis, and it says, Kol Hasvichim Mutorim. Ishaimu Shemaim. So we see over here that by Yerek you don't go Bosa Likita, you go Bosa Gidl, grew in Shishis, even though it was Nilkat Bishviyis. Yeah, but we're not up to the Kashi yet. Umetaretz Bochi, Taisu says, the Rash, made this a kimta with this if amfer that he the pek mokim shenogu the san yibre the rashe the kashe and pek mokim shenogu it says punfakel kulam asuri mechutz misvichei kruv that's all svichim are awesome svichei kruv is mutter so he said that speaking about the svichim that grew bishviyis and nichnas lishminis so there it's all svichim are awesome because it grew bishviyis. Al Koponim, the Rash said that by Yerek you go Bosa the growth. And our Gemara says that by Yerek you go Bosa Lekite. V'nire leforish. So Tosfos now wants to say a new Yisot. The Hoda Omar by Yerek Bosa Lekite. That what our Gemara says, by Yerek you go Bosa Lekite. Hainu Kshaloi Nigmar gidulam beshishis. That means as follows. You have a yerek that is growing in shishis. It's 3/4 grown. It's 9/10 grown. But it continues to grow in shviyis. So then the halacha is, you look at the gmar hagidul. When did it end growing? It doesn't matter, the 3/4, 2/3, 1/3, 9/10. When was the Gemar Hagidl? If the Gemar Hagidl was Beshviyas, that is the din of Perishviyas, then the Meiser is also totally when the Gemar Gidl is. Gerek is totally when the Gemar Gidl is. Avo, what will be Nigmar Gidulam Beshishis? But what will be if Nigmar Gidulan Beshishis? So then the halacha is that even though it was Nilkat Beshviyas, it's garnished mit garnished. Yeah. Now let's not get for tumult. Maybe I don't know if the Olam still remembers the sugi we learned before. So let Tosfos just says a cheshbon why it is that way. But Tosfos says that you go bosa the gmar peri, you go bosa the shonet that it was nigmar. Period. So memele, so now Tosfos for em for the kasha. What it was the kasha? The kasha was, our Gemara says you go bosa lekite. If the lekite was bishviyis, it has din peri shviyis. The Mishnah says kol asvichem mutorim. And the Rash that calls Svichim Mutam is speaking about it was Nilkat Bishviyas. Nagamar says it was Nilkat Bishviyas, it's Hilchashviyas. And the Rash says it was Nilkat Bishviyas and has Hilchashishis. So Tosfos answers, the key word is not Nilkat, the key word is Nigmar HaPeri. If the Peri was Nigmar Bishishis, so that what Lemaise, it remained in the ground, it was Nilkat Bishviyas, is garnished mit garnished. If the peri, and that's that Mishnah, kolas virchim mutorim, speaking about that the gemar peri was beshishis. Our Gemara is speaking about that it continued growing somewhat in shviyis, so if it continued growing, so the gemar gidl was beshviyis. If the gemar gidl was beshviyis, so then we go bosa, and it has a din of shviyis. Now let us skip down, so we'll be able to finish the Tosfos. Umiyu kosher. Miyu kosher is the first line when the lines start getting wider. Umiyu kosher. So what did Tosfos say? So Tosfos said that you go by yerek, by meiser. And by Shviyas, you go Bosa Gmar Gidl. That's the Lakita is only, even though the Gemara mentions Lakita is because normally you like it at Bishas Gmar Gidulai. But if you would have that there should be a Gmar Gidl before the Lakita, you go Bosa the Gmar Gidl. Umiyu Kasha may esrig the Besomach. So that Tosfos asks a Kasha. From the Gemara we just learned. The Omar, the Gemara asked Akash, according to Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda said that we're speaking about an Esrig that was Chonat before Chamisha Osor Bishvat. of Tavshin and Gimel, and the Lakita was, Rosh Chodesh Shvat Tavshin and Dalet. So if you go Bosachanote, so then it's the second year, it was before Chamishasa B'Shvat. If you go Bosa Lakita, it was the third year, it was after Chamishasa B'Shvat. So let us speak Oysen Beinik. So Tosfos had one Moira de Kekashe. Why did the Gemara mention that he picked it Rosh Chodesh Shvat? Picking is garnish. If it was Chanat before Chamisha Oso B'Shvat, the Gemar Peiri was in Kislev. The Gemar Peiri was not Rosh Chodesh Shvat. So if the you go Bosa Gemar Peiri, don't tell me when he picked it. Tell me when the Gemar Peiri was. That's Tosfos Kasha, Azera Tosfos Pnei Yeshua. Well, me Yukosha, me Esrig de Besomach, the Omar Hoche be Esrig, Shechontu Peroisov, Kaidem Tesvav, the Idach Shvat. Well, Mashmi Mishim de Misafkele, is Linen Bosa Chanota be Esrig Rabeleza, so he has the din of the second year, I Bosa Lekite Kram Gamliel, Nog Boishnei Surim. Almezach Tosfos does Linen Bosa Lekite, why should you go Bosa Lekite? Afal gav de Nigmara Peiri, the Gmar Peiri was before, was darfst du redden wegen Lekite? Da Reichonat Bishvat Shoshone Sheovro, because the Chanote was... The Reichonat Bishvat Shoshone Sheovro, the Chanote was the Shvat of the previous year, the Loinilkat at Shvat Acher. So Taisa says, V'shema esrik cholok mishar peiris, l'fishe darke lamed bilon shtayim v'sholei shonim, v'chol zman shem iskayim bilon godl b'chol shonu v'shone. That's not kasha. When was the Gemar Gidl? You know when the Gemar Gidl was? When he picked it. Because kol zman he wasn't picking it, it grows and grows and grows. It grows for 2-3 years it can grow. So memele, so there was no Gemar Gidl before. The Gemara, speaking about the Gemar Gidl of an Esrog, you mean when he picked it, because before then, there was no Gemar Gidl. Because it grows for 2-3 years. The Cholzman Shem Iskayim be Elon, Godel, Bechol Shona Vishona. Inami Tyson says, Ava Bishachona Bishvat, Zimnin Dei Nigma Giduloi Ad Shvatach. Maybe some of the Kasha Vangs of Nishton. That means the Gemar Peiri of an Esrig can take a year after the Chanot. Period. Let's not go weiter on Tosfos, because that's a Gemar we didn't learn yet. Let's see the next Tosfos. Aksil b'choyshe choylech. So Tosfos says, Afilo yoideya kiman haloche u'machmer al atzmoy. He wants to be machmer al atzmoy. That's also called aksil b'choyshe choylech. That chapon tu chumres, afilo he knows how to paskin, that's also called ksil b'choy shecheilech. Leiboyi lishnuyei derabekive mesavkele hilchese keman v'ovad lechumre, the mistome yedei yehoyo da aloche kibesilu. Now, if you learn this Tosfos, lechoyre, the beginning of the Tosfos does not stim with the end of Tosfos. The beginning of the Tosfos says as follows. Afilu yoideya keman halocha. Afilu he knows who the halocha is, and he's machmer al atzmoy. That's also called aksil. What's the taitch afilu? And if he doesn't know who the halocha is, he's zicher aksil. If he doesn't know how to paskin, that's what Rashi says. He doesn't know how to pick out a rebbe. He's zicher aksil. Rashi said in aksil b'choyshech eilech. So Rashi says. Shaini de la hafchad amilismach, he doesn't know how to paskin. So Tosfos will definitely give us an afilu yoideya keman aloch, afilu he knows how to paskin. Well, machmir al atzmai is also called aksil. But if he doesn't know how to paskin, he's ich aksil. Then Tosfos says, leboi lishnuyei de Rabbi Kiva misafk lehilchase keman, maybe Rabbi Kiva didn't know how to paskin, bovid lechumr, the mistami yidei oid aloche kebesil, abaisis from Tosfos, if you don't know how to paskin, you're not exil. So the Asifis Skenim asks the Kasha on Tosfos. Yes, the Kasha. Okay, let us start the next Gemara. Now we'll have Einu Gemorim. Omar Rabbe Barafune.
Hashte da Oma Rabban Gamliel. Am Gamliel said, Esrig acheliki tosoi isurei kiyerek. Am Gamliel said that Esrig legabi maiser likitosoi isurei. You look the din maiser, you look in the year that it grew in. Kiyerek. Now, there's another difference between a yerek and a ilon. An ilon reish shone shaloi is tshvat, and a yerek reish shone shaloi is tishrei. So now Rabbi Barav Huna said, Hashta da Omer Am Gamliel, that an esrig has legabi meiser, it has dinei yerek kemeiser, so you go all the way, is reish shone shaloi tishrei. Reish shone shaloi is tishrei. So Memele, so the yeah. Zok the Gemara weiter, Meisve. Rab Shimon ben Elozo Eimer, Liket Esrig Erev Tesvov Beshvat, Ad Shalai Tovei HaShemesh, V'chozor V'liket Mishetovei HaShemesh, There were two Lakitis, Ein Termin Umasren Mize Alze, V'fish Ein Termin Umasren Loi Min HaChodosh Al HaYoshon, V'loi Min HaYoshon Al HaChodosh. So that means if he picked one Erev Tesvov Bishvat, one Tesvov Bishvat, Likate, so Memele you cannot be Maisa one on the other because it's a different, a year passed. The Erev Tesvov Bishvat is the previous year, Tesvov Bishvat is the next year. Hoysa Shlishis Nechneses Lerdis, if Erev Tesvov Bishvat was the third year, which you bring Maisa Oni, Tesvov Bishvat was the fourth year, you bring Maisa Shaini. Ishlishis Maisa Rishin or Maisa Oni, Revius Maisa Rishin or Maisa Shaini. Man Shamet Leizuk, the Gemara, the Ozul Bosa Lekite. Now, this Tane, Rab Shimon ben Elozo, says you go Bosa Lekite by Esrik. He says it matters when you picked it. Man Shamet Leizuk, the Ozul Bosa Lekite, Rabban Gamliel. So Rab Shimon ben Elozo holds like Rabban Gamliel. Uktani Shvat, and we learned Shvat. We learned Shvat. So we see that what? We see that this Cheshbin that Rabbi Barav Huna said is not true. Rabbi Barav Huna said, if you go Bosalikite by Esrik Yerek, so then you go all the way. It has Dine Yerek all the way, and you Cheshbin with Arosh Hashanah that Yerokis have. So we see Nitzay Rab Shimon ben Elozo goes Bosalikite, and you don't go all the way. You go Bosalikite, but the Rosh Hashanah is Shvat. Upgefragt. And for the Gemara, Eli Yitma, Hochi Yitma. Omer Rabba Barav Huna, Afal Gav Da Omer Am Gamliel Esrig Acha Lekite Ki Yerek. Even, he said, Tungfakat, even though you go Bosa Lekite Ki Yerek, Reish Hashone Shaloi Shvat. Period. Reish Hashone Shvat. That you split it. Legabi, the Shnasa Maisa, you go Bosa Lekite. But when is it called a new year or an old year? You go Bosa Chanot. Let us first see Rashi. Zot Rashi, Reish Hashanah Shaloi Tishrei, Kedin Yerek, Olin Yemaisa Kama. Shlishis Nechneses Levius, Lakama Poch Maishad Leitona Bim Hoysa Shniya Nechneses Leshlishis. Why did he jump to the third and fourth? You have the chiluke maizos between the second and third also, k'desan yalel gabi likat yerek. Man shamet lei, alma rab shimim ben alozo, k'rabin gamliel svira lei. That's the kasha. The gemara la maize feels ois that by maize we go boso shvat. The Cheshbin, that there's a Bechadike Kasha that the Pnei Yeshua asks over here. We have to understand that our Gemaras are Shveri Gemaras. The Cheshbin that we go Boso Shvat, Shvat is Rosh Hashanah Le'ilon, is the mile of Shvat is because by Shvat, Roiv Gishmei Shone passed. So that means that if a Peri is Choynet Shvat, so it came from the rains of this year. If a Peri was Choynet before Shvat, it came from the rains of the previous year. That's the Cheshbon of Shvat. Shvat has to Roiv Gishmei Shone. Like the Helik of Pnei Yeshua. By Maisa, you go Bosa. Why do you go Bosa Lakita by Esrig? Because it's Godal al Kol Mayim. That's the whole Cheshbon. Because the Gidul of an Esrig is like Yerokis, and it's Godal al Kol Mayim. So it's like an Esrig. So it doesn't grow on the Gishmei Ashone. It grows because you water it. You're watering it. So Mamela, wie kommt da rein Schwat auf a welche gute Jahren? Schwat is only a Cheshbon if you're Cheshboning with Gishmei Ashone. If you'd Cheshbon with Gishmei Ashone, you wouldn't go Bosa Lekite. You'd go Bosa Shlish Gidula. You'd go Bosa Chanota. You don't go Bosa Lekite. If you're going Bosa Lekite, it's because this grows on Kol Mayim. So wie kommt Schwat da rein? As I fragt the Pnei Yeshua Akasha, it's a Moiradike Akasha. So Pnei Yeshua wants to say as follows. Pnei Yeshua wants to say that Lagabi all halachas diyaraisa, we go by an esrig bosa chanota. That's esrig shabalilon begimel drochem, la'ola, ulevai, uleshvi. So Lagabi all dini diyaraisa, this is a tree, which you go Bosa Chanote, and its Rosh Hashanah is a tree. Its Rosh Hashanah is a Shvat. That means, L'gabi Meisel de Rabbonon, they gave it a din of Natshri. They gave it a din of Natshri. But this is only at the Rabbonon de Kedin. So, he says, you go Bosa de Shnas Giduloi, the Shnas Giduloi of Kol Giduloi, Shnas L'Kitosoi. But since in all dinei de yireise, the din shonishe boy is shvat, so in the drabonon de kedin, in the drabonon de kedin of Meiser, since this is not, it's only a drabonon, so they did not want to change the shonishe boy, then the legabi all other hilchis de yireise. So even though we go boss, even though it doesn't make sense, al pi cheshbon it doesn't make sense, but since this is an ilon, the kol dinei deraisa, they wanted it should have the shnas, the reisha shonei shel ilonos, which is shvat. No, you go boss, we're talking about maisa de rabbonon, so maisa de rabbonon, you go boss lekite, not boss gidulai, but al kaponim, shlish gidulai, but al kaponim, they wanted to leave the year the same. This, the Pnei Yeshua says, is not too bad, according to Shitas HaTosfos, that holds that Maiser Ilon is Adarabono. So Adarabono, we can play around. But according to the Rambam Shita, that Maiser Ilon is Adaraisa, so Memele, so then it's Zicha very hard. You go mit the Raisa, Bosa Lekitin, you go Bosa Shvat. That's a Pella. That's what the Pnei Yeshua asks. Al-Koponim, as I state, Al-Koponim, according to Taisus, we can understand a little bit the Cheshbon. Zog de Gemara weiter. Maishna hosom, diktoni im hoiso shniya nichneses lishlishes. We learned before that when the Tana wanted to tell us that, the Tana was speaking about Andaf Yud Beis, about Yerokes, so he wanted to tell us that liket yerek erev Rosh Hashanah at shloi tova yashemesh v'chozo liket mishetova yashemesh. So he wants to tell us that the first one is from the previous year and the second one is from the next year. So he said if the first year was shana shniya, the second was shana shlishes, so the first one your mafresh maisa shady, the second one your mafresh maisa oni.
So when he spoke about Yerokis, he spoke about the difference between the Shana Shli and the Shana Shlishis. Here, all of a sudden, he tells us the Shana Shlishis and Shana Revias. So why did he say, Maishna Hosam Ditani Moisha Shana Shni and Nechnesis Lishlishis, and Maishna Hosam Ditani Moisha Shlishis Nechnesis Lishlishis? So the Gemara says something very interesting. Milsa Agav Ulche Kamashmalon. It's Moiridik. The Esrig, Koshelei Yoda. An Esrig, which everybody who is in the Esrig business knows, the tree is a very delicate tree. And you touch it and you chapel with it, it doesn't recuperate so easily. So Memele, Esrig Koshelei Yoda, and you have to understand, when it comes Shviyas, he's mafker his fields, and everyone comes in, and everyone puts his hand on the Esrig tree also. So the Esrig tree, after going through a Shviyas, va'aydi, the memashmishi bei kuli alme b'shviyas, since everyone was touching it as a b'shviyas, loitoyin peiri ad tlas shnin. That means the next time he can grow a peiri is 3 years later. The first, my shvager, so what did they do? They got Yanav Esreigim for the first two sukkahs. I mean, what did they do with it? How did he get an Esreig? No Esreigim grew the first 2 years after Shviyas. Because they were all out of commission. Everyone was busy, that was the price one paid from the Shemre Shviyas. Al Kaponim, that, Va'aydi de Memash Meshi Bei Kuli Alme B'Shviyas, Leitoin Peiri Ad Tlashnin. So the first peiri you can get from an esrig tree after Shviyas is the third year. So he wants to tell you the third year and the fourth year, so that's why he mentions the third year and the fourth year. Zogt Rashi, esrig kosher leyode, kosher leitzah esrig yodayim memash mishoyis boyim.